We're studying Pachad Yitzchak for Chanukah, Maimer Ches. The Gemara in Yuma, in the Agadot of Samach Tes, Omid Beis, speaks about the Anshei Knesset Agdola, and their greatness was the fact that Yirmiyahu had left out Nora, Daniel had left out Gibor, Nochri Mecharchirin, Behechol Aye, Nor Osav, Nochri Mishtabdin, Bibonav Aye Gvurosav. It was impossible at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon for the Nevi'im to recite this praise of Hashem, Gibor Venora. However, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, they were able to reinstate Gibor Venora. And Adaraba, Hein Hein Gvurosav, Hein Hein Nora Osav. In other words, whereas the Nevi'im could not comprehend the shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face of the destruction, in the face of the blasphemy, the silence of God was incomprehensible, unacceptable, and therefore there was no way that they could be emistic about praising Hashem as Gibor Venora. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola, however, understood that shtika. There's anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called shtika, and they understood the depths of that shtika, the profundity of that shtika. The Medrash Rabbah and Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, Rabbim B'nei Shomema M'B'nei Be'ula. B'nei Shomema is a reference to the Churban, and Be'ula is a reference to the time of settlement. And Rabbim B'nei Shomema, the Medrash comments that Tzadikim He'emidali B'Churbana Yosami B'Binyana. There's Binyan and there's Churban. And there were great tzaddikim, so to speak, who were engendered, who were in the aftermath of Churban Dafka. That's the paradox. They came to appreciate their tzidkis, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They intensified their relationship with God. And this is very strange, that there's a certain adifus. Adifus means superiority to Churban, in contrast to Binyan. And the Pachad Yitzchak develops the idea that this understanding on the part of the Chachamim and the Tzaddikim of the Hanhogas HaShtika is a very profound kind of understanding. In the Moshel of the Talmud who understands the Rebbe, when the Rebbe exhausts all his capacities for speech, for transmitting the Torah in words, verbally, and the Rebbe goes into a mode of silence, of shtika, and this unique Talmud is able to relate, to connect to the shtika, to the deeper thoughts and contemplations of the Rebbe, and in the Nimshal, the Chachamim are able to understand at the time of the Churban, again we're talking about the Bayis Rishon, to comprehend, so to speak, God's Shtika. However, we pointed out that although Shtika means penetrating into the inner world, kaviyochel, of God's thoughts, of his private world, and most profound emotions or thoughts. Again, when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's difficult to talk about thoughts and emotions, but to pierce through and penetrate that world of shtika, the Hanhogas HaShtika. However, there is a superiority to Binyan above and beyond Churban. We shouldn't misunderstand. And in fact, when the bias is restored, and now we're talking historically about Bayis Sheni, at that point of Geula, what we take with us moving forward is the Gibor Venora that was reinstated by the Chachamim. We move on and we progress, building as it were on the foundation of understanding the Hanhogas HaShtika. We move forward, we take with us as we project into the Geula period, into the Binyan period, all of those Tzadikim HaMidali B'Churbana, all of those hasagos, of those comprehensions of the Anhoga Shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no doubt that when we move forward to Binyan, we take with us the Anhoga Shtika, but we build in a more positive way. The disadvantage of Anhoga Shtika is that you miss that face-to-face relationship in the mashal of the Rebbe and the Talmud. When the Rebbe is meir ponim to the Talmud, he reaches out, he moves forward to show his countenance to the Talmud. And that's a direct relationship, ponim el ponim, in which he transmits the Torah orally. That's a certain advantage that is lacking in the comprehension of Hasogas Hashtika. All the drawbacks of Churban, what we call Pchisus, are put aside when it comes to Binyan. And therefore, although there was a certain Adifus of Churban, Lu'umat in comparison to Binyan, because of the ability to comprehend, to penetrate into the depth of Hanhogas Ashtika, of Mikamocha Ba'ilmim Hashem, but nevertheless, the Tkufa Sachurban is obviously a period of Hester Panim, in which the Jewish nation feels so alienated, so distanced from Hashem. All that is gone with Binyan, with the Tikkun of Binyan. But keep in mind that whatever advantages accrued to Klal Yisrael as a nation as a result of Churban, as we saw in the Gemara in Yuma, but nevertheless, those advantages still remained into and past the Geula and the Binyan of Bayis Sheni. And what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah restored, the Gibor Venora, into our daily tefillos, that remains after the Geula. It's not as if we dropped the ball and we lost that. So there's the Hanhag of Shtika and Ilmis, and that's all now injected into the Binyan. And in the same sense, when the Mashal of the Rav who turns to his Talmidim and communicates with them directly through speech, and they, the Talmidim, receive, that's the Kabbalah. What's not lost is whatever was gained through the superior tochen of understanding the shtik of the Rebbe. So the binyan of Geula, in the case of Bayis Sheni, creates a certain situation, a certain greatness. The Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Gimel seems to indicate that Bayis Sheni is even greater than Bayis Rishon, because Bayis Sheni is building on the advantages that accrue to Klal Yisrael, the gains that they had through Churban, the reinstatement of Gibor Venora by understanding and comprehending the Anhogas Hashtika. That's not lost. That's included in the Binyan of Bayis Sheni in the Geula. At the time of Churban, new midos began to be activated, to have power, and those are the midos that come from Shtika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roeh v'Shosek, and the Nevuah has no connection to Shtika, and therefore the Nevuah ceased praising Hashem with those Gibor Venora praises. The Chachma, which is superior to Nevuah, grasps the Shtika and adds the word Adarabba, Hein Hein Gvurosov, means they reinstituted Gibor Venora. And what we want to discuss is that this is not just a restoration, a Chazora. This is something that takes on a new status. It's Gibor Venora of Chidush. It's no longer just interpreting the words Gibor Venora as they were formulated originally before the Churban, but now it's an Adarabba Gibor Venora. Adarabba Hein Hein Gvurosov. Now these Shvachim, these praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have an additional word of Adarabba. And when the bias is rebuilt, and the Hanhog of Shtika comes to its end to terminate itself, then nevertheless there's no termination, there's no Hefsed of the new Gibor Venora that was added by the Chachamim, that Chiddush of the Adarabba, Hein Hein Gvurosov. That is now inherent in the Binyan. It came into being at the time of the Churban, but now it penetrates to the inherent essence of Bayesheni, of the Binyan. And therefore during Bayesheni, when they recited Gibor Venora, these Shvachim, these praises to Hashem, included within them the Adrab of Churban, and now a new higher level is being achieved by Knesset Yisrael, to be tofes, to comprehend and grasp the Gvuros and the Noros of Hanhagas Hashtika, and together with that, the Gvura and the Nora of the Binyan Abayis, of the Geula, of the Gili Kvod Shamayim. So after reestablishing the Bayis Sheni, we are on a whole new level of Gibor Venora, which combines both the advantages and the greatness of the comprehension of Hanhagas Hashtika, of the Adarabba, Gibor Venora, of the Anshe Knesset HaGdola, of Chachma, in contrast to Nevuah, but on top of that, the Gibor Venora of Binyan. And therefore, even after Churban Bayis Sheni, we don't find anywhere that there was a termination of reciting the Shvachos of Gibor Venora. The Gibor Venora is now on a new level after the Geula and the establishment of Bayis Sheni, and that new level will be forever. So that if after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Yirmiyah, Daniel asked the question, Ayei Gvurosa Vayayei Norosa, we don't find that same objection, that same question raised at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. Because the recitation of these praises of Gibor Venora during the period of Bayis Sheni have already absorbed within them the Adarabba that came into being, that was created at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, and it continues into Bayis Sheni and even beyond Bayis Sheni. And one more point that I want to emphasize before we go on, I don't want to forget it, is that there's something unique about Golus Yavan. If Golus and Churban of Bayis Rishon represents a certain hanhag of shtika, which generates the declaration of the question of the Nevi'im of Ayei Gvurosov, then how much more so in the period of Golus Yavan? Because at that point, we're talking not about a Golus of Klal Yisrael, which also has an impact, of course, on Torah, but on the contrary, we're talking the main focus and the thrust of Golus Yavan, the attack of the Yavanim, is a Golus of Chochmas HaTorah. And the Melech is also a Golus to Yisrael, but the main focus and the primary attack, the target, is Chochmas HaTorah. And if the Chachamim, at the period of Golus Yavan, can witness HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shtika, the Shtika of Golus Yavan, in a sense, is much more profound than the Shtika of Churban. Because here, now, it's the attack of the Torah itself. The Torah, as a result of the fact that it's been spread out and diffused, and now Chachma Yevanis, Chachma Chitzonis reigns supreme in the world. And there's an absolute humiliation, a downplay on Chachma HaTorah. What is Chachma HaTorah? For the Chachamim to be aware, to observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtika in the face of Golus Yavan is even a more profound experience of Hanhagas HaShtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the Chachamim are capable of reciting Gibor Venora during the period of Golus Yavan and beyond, that's an even greater Chiddush, that despite this humiliation of Torah, nevertheless, a Churban HaTorah, a downplay, a humiliation of Torah, I don't know how many words I could use to describe them, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shosek, that's an even greater question of Ayei Gvurosov, Ayei Norosov, how can Hashem tolerate this, how can we let this go by, and the Chachamim somehow penetrate, they understand and comprehend the Shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how much more so, with regard to Golus Yavan, Can we apply the pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi, Rabin b'nei Shomemam b'nei Be'ula, that the ability of Chachma to comprehend on Hagas Hashtika, the silence of HaKadosh Baruch in the face of the Golas HaTorah, the humiliation of Torah, the Chachma are able to comprehend that, that's an even more profound experience of Rabin b'nei Shomema, of the tzaddikim who are able to somehow say Adraba v'Adraba hein hein kurosav, a double Adraba. And as we said before, this Adraba that came into existence at the time of the destruction of the first Mikdash now, in a sense, penetrates into the Gibar Venora, the description, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Bayesheni on a very high level, very intense. And that superiority of Churban in relationship to Binyan is only with regard to the original Binyan, the first building of the Beis HaMikdash of Bayis Rishon, but not in comparison to the Binyan of Bayis Sheni. And therefore, what we understand very well is that the Geula that led to Bayis Sheni includes within it and establishes for all generations that ribui banim, that rabin b'nei shomema that existed and came into existence at the period of time before Geula. So it means that the Geula which established the second bias is not just a removal of galus to be mevatel something, to mesalik something negative, but eventually the Geula Hashniya means that together with the Siluk of Golus, we also have a Klita, we absorb within that Geula experience all the powers of the Adifus, of the superior advantage of Golus on Binyan, meaning on the Binyan that came before the Golus, the Binyan of Bayis Rishon, its original building. So Meruba Midas Hamoras Tzadikim, what we're talking about, the advantage of Golus and Churban in terms of Hamadas Tzaddikim, because the Tzaddikim comprehend the Shtika, the Anogas HaShtika. And if you talk about the case of Golus Yavan, the Hamadas Tzaddikim is even greater, even more profound to understand the Shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face of Golus HaTorah, of Chochmas HaTorah, is then the Geula that follows Golus Yavan establishes an aspect, a dimension of Adifus HaShomema many times, many fold greater than that of all the other Geulos. Because if the Geula of Yavan introduces the Gibar Venora of Adarabha V'Adarabha, of the double level of comprehending the Shtik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the moment of the most profound Golus, then the Geula builds and incorporates inherently within it that Midah of understanding Anhagas HaShtika of Rabin Bonim Shomema. We build even further, we project it even in a more profound way into appreciating and praising God with Gibar Venora. And this Midah, which comes into existence at the time of Geula, of Geula Migolus Yavan, is going to really be inherent in the entire Matbeah of Chanukah. When Chazal established Chanukah as a mitzvah l'doros, what they are doing is that they are taking all these Rabin Bonim Shomema, all these great achievements, these milos, these hasogos of understanding the most profound and the most powerful level of shtik of Hanogas HaShtik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're building on it. They're building forward in the binyan of Geula. It means that the Bezdin of the Chashmonoim that established that the event, the Geula of Chanukah, would be a mitzvah l'doros, is hitbiu es kolas gulo shal adifus hashomema biotzer nishmosa shal mitzvus Chanukah. Unbelievable poetry here. That the mitzvah of Chanukah itself has a neshama, it has its own soul, its own spirit. And it's a very broad storage house, because within that spirit, within that neshama of the mitzvah of Chanukah, we have all the skulos, all these powers of Adifus HaShomema, as we build forward and move forward into the Geul, into the light. The Adifus HaShomema, as we said before, of understanding, comprehending the depths of God's silence, which is Pi Kama, is so much more profound in the Golos of Yaman, because it's the Golos not of Klal Yisrael, but also of Chofmas HaTorah. Building on that Adifus HaShomema, and inculcating that Adifus HaShomema, all those midos that we achieved, into the neshama, the very essence, and the kishkis, the spirit of Mitzvahs Chanukah, that's what the Beis Din Shel Chashmonaim were able to achieve. And if that be the case, if it's clear to us that the power of Ribui Shomema, of the Amoras Tzaddikim, emanates from the superior status of Chachma over Nevuah, comparison to Nevuah, we have to understand Memela, that the Beis Din Chashmonaim had a special, unique relationship to Chacham Adif Minavi. Even though that approach of Chacham Adif Minavi is a midah, it's an attribute of Chachma that accompanies Klal Yisrael throughout all its generations, throughout all the Batei Dinim of all Doros. Nevertheless, in the case of the Beis Din Shel Hashmonaim, it's very profound. The Chacham Adif Minavi is, in terms of the entire Mahalach of that of the passage of time of Chacham Adif Minavi, the Beis Din Shel Hashmonaim plays and achieves a certain special spot, a special role, a special niche. Because the Geula of the Golus Yavan was a Geula in which there was a Klita, there was an absorption of all the spiritual lights and powers of the Adifus of Shomema ala Geula, the Adifus of Chachma al Nevua, the Adifus of understanding the Hanogas Hashtika, those dimensions that are more positive, that supersede a Hasag of a Navi. All that is going to be injected into Klal Yisrael at the time of the Geula of Yavon through the Takon of Chanukah on the part of the Beis Din Shel Chashmonaim. And this is a very powerful Adifus, a very powerful superiority that by far supersedes all other previous Geulos. And the Oros, these lights, if you will, these spiritual attributes that we have now obtained and inculcated into the very essence, the fiber of the Jewish people, on Mischadesh, these Oros come into new force with a new power every single year, annually at the time of the Moed of Chanukah. And that Takana, which gave birth to this Hischadshus, to this new power, this new R, this new energy force of the Geula of Yavan, is something that we are manchil, we bequeath for all generations, all Doros, that Chidush Hargosha, that new kind of depth of feeling, of appreciating and connecting to the Anhagas Hashtika, the Ha'ara, the light of the powers of Chacham Adif Minavi, this Takana finds its source, its original, the spring flows from the Beis Din of the Chashmonaim. But we'd like to now discuss the phrase, the terminology Yontif, with regard to Purim and Chanukah, as we saw that Chanukah, in the Brice of my Chanukah, is called the Yontif. And in order to appreciate what Yontif is all about, let's begin by quoting a pasuk in Sefer Shmos. Let me read the pasuk to you. We'll open up. Just 1 second. Hang in there. Shmos, Perek Zayin. Take a look in Psukim Yud Aleph, Ki Ha'adam Hashoves Es Shivto, and the Mechilta, which Rashi makes reference to there, Hichtiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Menucha Ushvisa B'Yom HaShvi. The seventh day of the week is the day in which Ha'adam Shoves Es Shivto, he sets himself up as an imitation, if you will, a replica of my love, what goes on in heaven, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechilta says, Hichtiv al atzmo menucho shvisa b'yom ha-shvi. God, Kaviyach himself, experiences menucha and shvisa on the seventh day of the week. And we tend to think, that's the shigras ha-machshava, that's very common, grasps and understands that this is only related to Shabbos. On Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoves Mi Malachto Menucho Shvisa, but that has no relationship to Yontif. We think that Shvisa on Yontif, when we rest and abstain from labor on Yontif, it has nothing to do with the Shvisa and the Menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shvisa Menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens is only on Shabbos. We don't find with regard to Yontif this Mahalach of Shvisa Menucha Itzel Gavah up in Shamayim. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, that understanding, as common as it is very far from true. The truth, and the clear truth is, that just like there's a Shvisa on Shabbos, Kivo Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbos, whatever that word rest means, so too there's Shvisa on Yontif. And there's a Shvisa up in Shamayim on Yontif. And just as, on the seventh day of Maisa Bereishis, there was an experience of Shvisa, that's what happened. So too, on every single Yontif, that Ma'ora, that experience of Shvisa, takes place. And this is so fundamental that we have to clarify to ourselves in a very clear Safa, in a very clear formulation, so that it becomes absolutely Mechuvar Umaluban. No one should have any pickbook about it. What does it mean, Menucha Ushvisa on Shabbos? What do these concepts refer to? It doesn't mean that on the seventh day God ceased and terminated from Shvisa, from creation, excuse me. That's only the beginning of it. On the contrary, it's not just the Shvisa in a negative sense, that God abstains from creation. But what it really means, in its profundity, is the creation on Shabbos of Menuchu Shvisa. On Yom HaShabbos, in Dafka on Yom HaShabbos, there was a new entity that came into existence, which was not generated by the Asara Mamoros that took place during the six days of creation. But just as in the 6 days of creation, God created all the natural laws that control this universe, in a period in which we are called upon to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and create, it's a period in which we utilize our freedom of choice to do the Avodah Hayom LaSosan, so too on the seventh day of the week, a new set of rules and governing laws came into existence. What do those rules govern? Not the period of Hayom LaSosan, the period of choice and avodah, but rather a period of schar and gmul, of the reward that's going to be bestowed upon us, biachris hayomim, at the end of time. The difference between these two types of bria is in the way that these creations, these entities, came into being. With regard to those laws that control the period of time, which is called bechira, free choice, avodah hayom lasosam, These laws came into existence by virtue of the Asara Mamoros that were enunciated during the 6 days of creation. In contrast, however, the set of rules that govern the period of Schar and Gmul, the period of reward at the end of time, at the Achris HaYomim, they came into existence through a Maisa Kiddush, when God sanctifies Vayikadesh, He sanctifies the seventh day. And the Ramban, in his Pirush al Torah on Vayikadesh Oso, refers to the Neshama Yisera, This is the neshama that will experience the ultimate reward in the next world. Just as the mamaros of the 6 days of the week generated a new reality, a new entity, so too a new reality, a new entity was created, was generated by a Maisa Kiddush, the sanctification of the seventh day. The Menucha, the Shvisa of the seventh day, means to be poreish, to separate oneself from involvement in the natural world, the universe of laws that control this world, the world of Yigiyah, of work in Avoda, and Ishtadlus in this world. And now it moves into a different mode. Into Asaskus, we dedicate ourselves to the Chukim, to those regulations that govern the world of reward, the world of Idun, of the spiritual and divine enjoyment and pleasure of the next world. The rewards, the schar and gmul of the next world. And all this came into being via, by virtue of the Vayikadesh of Yom HaShvi. So Menucha Shabbos u'Shvivsoso, it doesn't mean, as people seem to understand it, that on the seventh day nothing was created. On the contrary, Menucha Shabbos u'Shvivsoso means that on the seventh day a new entity came into existence of Menucha and Vayinofash. This creation, this entity, was not created b'maimar, with an enunciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as were the other creations and the rules that govern the Sheish Yimei HaMaaseh, but rather this entity came into being through a Maisa Kiddush of the seventh day. And this is discussed by the Pachad Yitzchak in his volume on Pesach, Maimar Samach Dalet. But what we derive for this, from this discussion, is that Menucha Shabbos, Shvisa Shabbos, Vayinofash experience is the prisha, is the experience of separating and detaching ourselves, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, from the Hanhagah Shilton Achukim Shal Avai Shal Hanhagah Shilton Achukim Shalach, in order to move away from one road, from one path of Shilton Achukim, of the Hove, of the now, of the present, and go on to a different pathway in which the Shilton, the Hanhagah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Hanhagah of the rules that govern Achris HaYomim. The period of Achris HaYomim, of the end of days, is needed by man, Tzkukah Yilu B'nei Adam, Ham Yu'adim La'Gi'eleh, who are designated, those individuals are designated and selected to experience the Achris HaYomim. And so we're describing now the period of Achris HaYomim and defining it as a period of Bittul Shilton Achukim Shalahove. That means undermining and terminating the control, the rules and regulations that control life and the universe as it is today in its present state. We quoted the pasuk before, Ayom La'Sosom, the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Zayin, and moving it into a different Shilton, into the Shilton of the Chukim of Achris HaYomim, of Schar and Gmul. These are all very abstract concepts. But the presentation here is going to be about Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, of course, is Kviya V'Kayimah, that's a Kedusha sanctity of Vayikadesh, the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Beis, that's the Vayikadesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kviya V'Kayimah, that comes from on high. But there's another process of Kiddush, which is down here in the Bezdin and the Chachamim on earth. And that's Yontif, as opposed to Shabbos. And in preparation for this period of Achris HaYomim, in which, as we said before, there's a bittul of one Hanhagah and one Shilton for the sake of a different Hanhagah and a different Shilton, within that process, that transition, we need Chachmei Yisrael. The Chachmei Yisrael, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, will play a very special role. They will, if you will, prepare the ground for the Achris Hayomim. They are the people who are designated in a singular way to carry this responsibility to achieve this goal. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola have to prepare the ground for Bittul Shilton HaChukim Shel HaHoveh, for the ultimate termination at the Achris HaYomim of the control of the laws that apply today in the natural world as we see it today. And on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he says, Bifnei Inyona Shel Knesset Yisrael. I don't know what the word Bifnei Inyona, I mean, it's very, very obscure, these words. And this is the Achris HaYomim that's designated for Klal Yisrael. That's the best I can do here. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdola will prepare the way for that period of time of Achris HaYomim in which Knesset Yisrael, as the Miyuadim, they are the ones who are designated to experience this Schar and Gmul. So this transition, this Prisha, in which we cut ourselves off from one kind of Hanhaga, meaning the Shilton and the Chukim of the Hove, and replace it with our involvement in a different kind of Hanhaga, meaning the Shilton HaChukim V'Achris HaYomim, that is going to be, the groundwork is going to be prepared by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, by the Chachmei Yisrael. Why do we need the Chachmei Yisrael to make that contribution and do that work? I don't know. Right now, that's not clear. But whatever it is, this Prisha, this transition, is what's called Shvisa and Menucha. The Shvisa and Menucha concepts are embedded in the sanctity of Yontif. And not only that, if you look in the Gemara in Erchin, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that Shabbos lo ikre moed, that Yontif has the advantage over Shabbos in that Yontif is a moed and Shabbos is not. The Gemara there is addressing the issue of Hallel, and there's no Hallel on Shabbos because Shabbos is not a moed, and lacking that element, that characteristic of moed, it doesn't engender a chiv Hallel. Kedusha Shabbos is a bittul of the Chukei HaTeva Shel HaHoveh, but it's not miyuad to bring the Tkufas Achris HaYomim. In other words, the difference between Moed and Shabbos is lacking that description and that essence called Moed, is that although Shabbos does represent Bittul Ahove Bifnei Ha'asid, but it doesn't have the positive element of Moed. Bittul is always negative. It's the removal and the termination of something. Like, for example, if I own Chametz, I'm Mevatel the Chametz. Here too, we have the Chukei HaTeva, the laws of nature that govern the world as is today, which represents the Sheish Yismei HaMasa, the Asara, Ma'amar, Shadivar Ben Olam. We need a bittul. We need to uproot and negate and terminate those chukim. They no longer operate. And the power, the agent that's going to create that bittul in order to allow for the tkufa of Liyosid Lava to come into existence is Shabbos. But that's in the negative sense of bittul, to terminate and uproot the Chukei HaTeva Shel HaHoveh. But Yontif has the advantage of being a Moed. And what does the word Moed mean? Moed means Yiud. Yiud is a more positive designation. If you take a look at the Malbim in Parshas Emor, he points out that the word Moed is Miloshen Yiud. Yiud is a designation. A designation to bring about the Tkufa, the period of Achris HaYomim. So again, whereas Kedusha Shabbos is Bittul, it's his Batlus, it's Bittul Ahoveh for the sake of the Asid, but it doesn't have the Moed dimension, the Kedushas Yontif that has the Moed, is to terminate the Chukim of the Hove Bifnei Ayud Shal Asit, for the Yud of the Asit. That's the Kedusha of Moed, for the designation in a positive sense of the future of the Achris Hayomim. He writes that Das Ledova Nekelki Hadvar Amur Mehim Benogea Lemoadim Asurim B'Molacha V'Dafka Mipad Zeh Muvano Ki Omek Miyuchad Ganus Hu Bahachta Rosh Chodesh Ikre Moed. He speaks about the fact that the Tugin Erechin calls Rosh Chodesh Moed. So what we have in front of us are two modes, two roads or pathways that lead to the same goal, to the same destination. There are two ways or forms or modes of Hisbatlus Shal Chukei Ahover for the sake of the Achris Hayom. This is Menucha Ushvisa. One mode is called Shabbos, the other mode is called Yontif. Yontif is a Moed. It's a Yiyud Shal Asid, not just a Bittel. But if you speak about concepts in the history of the Jewish nation, like Yitzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah, or the experience of the Ananiya Kovid after Matan Torah in the Midbar, these are experiences or days of Menucha v'Shvisa, Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisparach. In other words, Menucha Shvisa, which we said, is something that is experienced not only by man, but also by God on Yom HaShvi. And that was the Mechilta that we saw in Shmos Perek Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hichtiv Al Atzmo Menucha Shvisa. Those days of Menucha Shvisa coincide with the days of Yitzis Mitzrayim, of Pesach, of Matan Torah, which means Shavuos, in Ananiya Kovid, which is a reference to Sukkot. On those calendar days, in Nisan, in Sivan, and in Cheshvan, I'm sorry, in Tishrei, those calendar days are days of Menucha Ushvisa up in Himmel, up in the heavens. And therefore, the fundamental point that we want to convey here is that just like Menucha and Shvisa of Yom HaShviv, the seventh day of the week, we are establishing in our Menucha v'Shvisa, we're establishing ourselves as replica, as a duplicate of what goes on Lamala, because this day in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heavens is a day of Menucha, of Vayinofash, and we're imitating God. So too, on a Moed, through our experience of Shvisa Menucha, we are duplicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedugma Shel Mala, as a mirror image of what goes on in heavens, because these days of Moed are in heaven days of Menucha Nefisha. And this is Batlus of the present current rules that govern natural law today for the sake of the future. This termination of one set of rules in order to prepare for a different new set of rules, we find expressing itself in other ways, in other areas. For example, we have a concept called Hisbatlus B'maisa Mamish. We have Hisbatlus B'machshava Hanikeres Mitoch Maisa. Let's talk about Hisbatlus B'maisa Mamish. This is something that can be perceived by the five senses. Talk about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. There, we see a new set of laws and regulations that govern reality and replace the normal, everyday, natural law. In the case of Pesach, we have all the Nisim and the flows, we have Kriyas Yamsuf. In the case of Matan Torah, in the case of Anani HaKavod, these are changes that are initiated by Almighty God that completely undermine and alter the natural law of the universe. And these changes can be perceived by the five senses. And that's called his batlus b'maisa mamish. It's nitfas b'chushim. It's something that we can see and we can testify about. It's his batlus of chukei ahove, and all this for the purpose of preparing for the future. Then there's a different kind of hisbatlus, and that's the hisbatlus, not of Maisa, but of Machshavta. Of Machshavta and Ikeres Mitov Maisav. It's something that belongs to the world of thought and is completely inapplicable to the world of the sense perception. And the Pachad Yitzchak claims that if you're looking for an example of a moed, or of moedim in the plural, that express and reflect the hisbatlus of machshavto anikeres mitov maisav, those you will find in Chanukah and Purim. If we talk for a moment about Chanukah, the salvation from Haman. If we're talking about Chanukah, we're talking about the salvation from Antiochus. These did not come about through a divine action. God did not intervene, bekuvah, say as we say, actively, to change the law of nature. That's not what happened. But rather, there was a chain of events. And if you sew together, you weave together all these events into one garment, they indicate, they allude to the finger of Hashem. There's a plan, there's a scheme, there's a machshava. That machshava, that thought of Hashem, organizes the entire sequence of events in the present. And all these are organized by Hashem for the purpose and the goal of Yud HaAsid, of preparing for the Akhris HaYomim. This is called Machshavto Nikeres Mitov Maisav. What it means is that we don't see an explicit Maisav in which God changes the law of nature, like we saw in the three Moadim, but rather we can tell from the Maisav that happened, and the way God in His providence controls these Maisav, we can tell, we can get a sense of His Machshava, of His plan. In Chanukah and Purim, we certainly have a dimension of hisbatlus ahove, of terminating the laws of nature for the sake of the ultimate future. That's Yud HaAsid, the concept that we identify with Moados, of Moed is Miloshin Yud, Yud HaAsid. These events, whether it be Purim or Chanukah, generated times of joy and simcha for Klal Yisrael. And without this hisbatlus, without the negation of the present natural laws and regulations that control and govern the universe, there would be no power of any event to generate an establishment of a day of simcha. A day of simcha means a day of Yud HaAsid. And that could only come about through a bittul, through undermining and terminating the hoveh, the natural law. This hisbatlus, though, as we said before, in the case of Chanukah, in the case of Purim, is a subcategory of the second class of hisbatlus ahoveh, namely this hisbatlus ahoveh of Machshava Nikeres Mitoch Maisim. And this is batlus, is something that cannot be grasped by the senses. Our senses do not see Machshava. The Machshava that's Nikeres Mitoch Maisav can only be grasped by Chachma, by the abstract knowledge that penetrates into the world of Machshavas Hashem. Every Chacham, according to his level, according to his darga, and the power and the force of his intellect, is able to penetrate into the machshava and to appreciate the machshava ani keres mitov myself. Now perhaps we can shed light on the first question that we asked on the brice of my Chanukah, that it says that the Chachomim were koveya Chanukah as days of Yontif, even though there's no Isur Malach and Kedush Sayom on Chanukah. And to answer that question, we say that if the definition of Yontif is the Pu'ula, is the action of Bittul Chukim Shalhove for the sake of Yud Ha'asid, then that's exactly the light of Chanukah. As we explained, the Beis Din Shel Chashmonai were able to introduce into Chanukah this certain light, a light that's brand new, a new entity of Geulas Yavon that we can experience at this time of the year annually on a regular basis. What is this Chiddush? What is the R of Chanukah that was bequeathed to the Jewish people by the Beis Din Shel Chashmonai for all generations? It was the Chiddush of the feeling for the depths of Hanhagas Hashtika. We understood that Hanhagas Hashtika of Churban was that much more intense. The silence of God was even more profound, if you will, at the time of Golus Yavon, at the time of Golus HaTorah and Chochmas HaTorah, the vilification and the humiliation of Torah itself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoseik in the Golus of Yavon, and new lights and new energies were generated and came to the fore, were created as a new entity of Chochmah, of Chacham Adif Minavi, that the Chacham is able to recite Hein Hein Gvurosav, Hein Hein Noraosav Adarava. It means a tfisa, a grasping of Chachma, in which the Talmud perceives the Machshav of the Rav, even when he shoseik. And the truth of the matter is that Nevuah has no ability to comprehend anything but the Maisim, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rav. And therefore, Ayin Gvurosav, Ayin Norosav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoseik. But the Chacham Adif Minavi is capable of understanding and comprehending not just the Maisim and the Diburim, but the Machshava. That's exactly what Yontif is all about. The Beis Din Shel Chashmonai were capable of finding and classifying Chanukah as a Yontif, even though it has no Yisur Malach, because what is Chachma? What is the Beis Din Shel Chashmonai with that Chachma able to do? They're able to understand the Machshava, the thoughts of the Rav. That's what Yontif is all about. Yontif means a termination of what's going on in this world of now, as a yud for the osid, for the future, to understand that through machshava, machshava nikeres mitov myself, to perceive in the chain of events that despite the shtika of Golus Yavon, there is a mahalach, there is a divine plan, and that divine plan becomes clear to the chachamim through chachma. The nevuah can't comprehend this. Nevuah is already terminated. Nevuah only comprehends Maisa and Dibur. And here what we have is Shtika. Is that's what it means to have a Yontif. A Yontif like Chanukah and Purim. Not like the other Moadim Midoraisa of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, where the Ma'ora of terminating what goes on in the rules of the natural world of today, for the sake of preparing for the Akras Hayom of tomorrow, that's clear in the world of Maisa. That's a Maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kum Vaseh, that's Mevatel, the Hove, the Chukia Hove for the sake of the Yosef. But in Chanukah and Purim, we don't have a clear-cut Maisa. We don't have a clear-cut change of nature in which God actively changes nature. What we have is a sequence of events. But in that sequence, we understand, Machshavto Nikeres B'Tof Maisav. This is the concept of Chacham Adif Minavi. The Chachma of Chachmei Bezdin Shal Chashmonoi was to take those lights, those new powers of spirituality that give man attributes and capabilities, the capacity to understand the Machshavto Shal Arav, and to immortalize them in the lights of Chanukah, in the establishment of the Yontif of Chanukah, which is the Bittul Ahova for the Yud Hasid. In Purim, which actually transpired historically before the closing of Kisvei HaKodesh, and he says that Klolius and Hagai Sa'od v'mahal shal Nevuah, there is still some sort of, shall we say, overlap with Nevuah at the time of Purim, although Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were the last of the Nevi'im, but at that time there were Nevi'im, and therefore Kisvei HaKodesh was continued to be written. And according to the truth of Nevuah, there is no power of any action, of any episode in history, to generate a Shem Yontif. There, from a Nevuah perspective, what we need is Bittul Ma'asit of Ha'ovem Fnei Yidofen. And we didn't have that in the case of Purim. There was no profound and concrete, shall we say, active divine action to change nature. That's not the nature of Purim. And therefore, in the case of Purim, we're back to the state of Lifnei Chisum Kisvei HaKodesh, and during the period of Kisvei HaKodesh of Nevuah, what we need is Bittul B'maisa, that we had in Matan Torah, in Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, and Anani Akova. We didn't have it in Purim. And therefore, there was no capacity of establishing Purim as a Moed without Isur Malacha. But once Nevuah terminated, and Chachma reigned supreme, Chachma has the possibility of comprehending Bittul Machshavtit of the Hovim Bifnei Asid, Bifnei Yud Asid. Not Bittul Ma'asit of a Hovim Bifnei Yud Asid, but Bittul Machshavtit. That's the capacity of a Chacham Adif Minavi, to be toe-faced in the Machshava of the Rav, to be toe-faced on Hagas Hashtik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even during the most intense Golus of them all, the Golus HaTorah of Chachmas HaTorah of Yevanim. That's the greatness of Chanukah. That's why Chanukah deserves the appellation, the categorization as a Yontif. V'kavu Shmona Simo Elu Yontif. Asom Yontif. And the Yontif of Chanukah expresses itself in the mitzvos of Hallel, Hodah, of Ner Chanukah. And there is a minhag to establish Seudos B'mei Chanukah. The Marshal adds, and you'll see it in the Ramah, I think, that we should involve ourselves during those Seudos in Esek HaTorah. The Ramah has a slightly different approach in terms of how to elevate and transform a Seudah on Chanukah into Seudas Mitzvah. And if you look in Orach Chaim, in Simon Tafresh Ayin, you will see this codification of the Minog of Lasos Seudos Bimei Chanukah, a Minog Yisrael Torah. And the Marshal adds that it's proper to be Oseik B'divrei Torah at those meals. And if one raises the question, what is the relationship between Amiras saying Divrei Torah at the table and Chanukah? What does it have to do with Chanukah? It's not special for Chanukah. I mean, one should be Oseik B'divrei Torah at any meal. But the answer is that the same heart that absorbs into it the light of the concepts that we've discussed at great length, that heart will be able to appreciate that the root and the essence of this custom of Seudas Chanukah is the Yontif of Chanukah. The Yontif of Chanukah is not the Yontif of the Moedim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It's something very unique. Chanukah is called Yontif because of the Chachma, of Chacham Adif Minavi, of that dimension of understanding and appreciating the Shtika of the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yontif of Chanukah was not established by Nevuah, but by the Koach, the Shlita, the Anhaga of Chacham Adif Minavi, the power and the superior nature of Chachma. And it comes out, therefore, that if a person wants to establish Sudas Chanukah and elevate and transform it to the status of a Sudas Yontif, he has no choice but to introduce Amiros of Chochmah, of Chochmas HaTorah. Because that's what it's all about. The Yevonim wanted to undermine Chochmas HaTorah, to vilify it, and show that Chochmas HaTorah is meaningless. And yet, to interpret HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtika as a preparation for Yud Liyasid Lavo, that ultimately there will be a Geula from Yavon, is the mouth and the palate cannot enjoy the taste of a Yontif Suda on Chanukah unless that same throat, that same garon is involved in speaking Divrei Torah, in expressing Chochmas HaTorah, and transmitting the Torah itself. Pachad Yitzchok here is playing on the word tam. You want to be toim a tam, you want to taste the taste of a Yontif Suda, you have to also be toim the tam of Chochmas HaTorah, to taste the wonderful taste, the delicious taste of the wisdom of Torah. And when we combine the physical tastes of the Suda on Chanukah together with the spiritual and more elevated tasting of the Chochmas HaTorah, what we have is a Sudas Yontif. Because the Yontif of Chanukah is the Yontif that commemorates, that celebrates Chacham Adif Minavi, the Shlita of Chachma, the superior nature of a Chacham that exceeds beyond that of a Navi, in his ability to understand not just the Dibur, but also the Machshava, not just the actions of Hashem, but also the Shtika, the silence of Hashem, to add the Adarava of Hein Hein Gvurosav, Hein Hein Norosav, that in a sense, if we go back to our original question, why does the Gemara in Yuma classify the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, what's their Gadlus? The fact that they restored and created the Gibar Venora, that they took this new power that they were Mechadesh through Chochmah, of understanding the Anhogas Hashtik of Hashem, and they penetrated and they projected that power and that Koach into Klal Yisrael, and they placed it into the Ar, the light of Ner Chanukah. If we understand that, then we understand why the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah called Gedola, and this greatness includes within it the fact that they were Choseim Kisvei HaKodesh. And that was the question they originally asked. Why did Chazal, in answering the question, Gedola, what's the Gadlus of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah of the Chachamim, why did they need to come up with this idea of Hein Hein Gvurosav, that they restored the Gibar Venora that the Nevi'im, Yirmiyah and Daniel had omitted? Why did the Gemara just simply ask that they were in charge of Chasimas Kisvei HaKodesh? The answer is, it's all the same. Chasimas Kisvei HaKodesh means the termination of Nevuah, and the new Shlita, the new control, who takes over the reins? It's the Chacham. And the Chacham now is greater than the Navi. He's able to recite Gibar Venora. He's able to penetrate into the world of Machshava Kaviyachal, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world of Shtika. He's that Talmud that has the skula, that when the Rebbe stops speaking and gets absorbed and lost in his world of thoughts, which he cannot convey and formulate in words and transmit through a Mesira Kabbalah relationship with his Talmidim, in that world in which the Rebbe is Shakua b'machshavto b'shtikaso, that Talmud is able to penetrate into that Shtika, is with that Geula from Golus Yavan, Klal Yisrael brings forth and pushes forward through the generations annually during this period of Chanukah. That dimension of Chacham Adif, the Adifus of the Bnei Ashomema, the pasuk that we began with. Let's read the pasuk once more so we have it moving forward. Abim Bnei Shomema mi Bnei Bu'ula Pasukin Yeshayahu Navi. To take that greatness of the Chacham Adif mi Navi, the koach of understanding the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see in the chain of events that Machshavto Nikeres Mitov Maisov, that this is going to be a bittel of the Hove for the sake of Yud HaOsid. That's the Yontif of Chanukah. Yirotzom it be his will that during these days of Chanukah, we still have 5 days left, we should be zoch, we should be capable of enjoying the oros of Chanukah, of letting those lights penetrate into our heart, an appreciation of Chacham Adif mi Navi, to constantly look below the surface. We should not be incarcerated and limited by the maisim that we see, that we can grasp with the five senses, but rather to go beyond that, to penetrate into the shtika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to somehow accept that it's all part of a divine plan, that it's bittul ahove liyud ha'asid, and imirtz Hashem we should be zochi rotzon, may it be His will that we be zoche to the binyan that follows the churban, that we should be zoche to appreciate l'mafreya all the shtika of all the golios that came before, at the moment in which the Or Chanukah, which is the Or of Mashiach, of the Achris Hayomim, which is the yontif power of Machshavto Nikeres Mitov Maisav, there should be an absolute gilui and a tikkun b'binyan beis hamigdash b'meherav yomenu. Amen.